Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Dick, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Training Congregation of Mount South, the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is July 12, 2017. All right, it's the 19th day of the 4th month of 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, We Have Heard the Yashua Says. Heard the joyful sound, Yashua say, Yashua say, spread the tidings all around, Yashua say, Yashua say, heaven news to every land, father's deeps and cross away, on the tears of Yash comes now. Yashua says, Yashua says, walking on the road in time, Yashua says, Yashua says, help to send it far and wide, Yashua says, Yashua says, sing ye highlands of the sea, echo back the ocean cave. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Yashua says, Yashua says. Sing above the narrow strife. Yashua says, Yashua says. By his death and endless life. Yashua says, Yashua says, sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves, sing in triumph o'er the tomb. Yashua says, Yashua says, give the winds a mighty voice, Yashua saves, Yashua saves, let the nations now rejoice, Yashua saves, Yashua saves, God's salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest cave, it's a song of victory, Yashua saves. Obedience brings rewards, part 5. We're going to continue on with the epistles of John. We're in 1 John chapter 3, the expressions of love. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yahweh. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Yahweh was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of Yahweh doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of the Yahweh. In this the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is a message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Well, I would say that the wicked world hates our president, Donald Trump. Does that mean that he has passed from life unto death? I mean, from death unto life? Okay. So, verse 15, 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of Yahweh, because he laid down his life for us, and we also laid down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of Yahweh in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in the truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, Yahweh is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward Yahweh. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Yahshua Messiah, and love one another as he gave his commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Discerning false teachers. Chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of the Yahweh, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of Yahweh. Every spirit that confesses that Yahshua Messiah is come in the flesh is of the Yahweh. And every spirit that confesses not that Yahshua Messiah has come in the flesh is not of the Yahweh. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist. Remember? If you remember when I read it in chapter 2 of 1 John. It says, many Antichrists have gone out into the world. But if you put the article in there, then and you identify that there can only be one Antichrist in the world. And I ask people, well, who do you think the Antichrist is? And they say, the Pope. And I said, well, he is an Antichrist, but he is not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is Lucifer, Satan. There's only one Antichrist. But there are many that worship Satan and believe like he does and have joined his side. That makes them Antichrist. In other words, that makes them members of Satan's kingdom. And so they also take on that title. Antichrist is just a title of belonging to non-believers. Anyone that doesn't keep the Sabbath and believe in the Sabbath, they're Antichrist. Period. That classifies them as Antichrist. There is your line of demarcation. The Sabbath on one side and Sunday on the other. for beginners. Okay? If you believe in the Sabbath keeping, then you're not classified with the non-believers, what they call Antichrist, Anti-Messiah. Verse 4, you are of Yahweh little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of Yahweh, he that knoweth Yahweh heareth us, he that is not of Yahweh heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of the truth and the spirit of error. Yahweh is love. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yahweh, and everyone that loveth is born of Yahweh and knoweth Yahweh. He that loveth not knoweth not Yahweh, for Yahweh is love. And this is manifested, the love of Yahweh toward us, because that Yahweh sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love Yahweh, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if Yahweh so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh, Yahweh dwelleth in him, and he is in the Yahweh. And we know, and we have known and believed the love that Yahweh has unto us. For Yahweh is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in the Father, and the Father in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of the judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love Yahweh whom he hath not seen? Now this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahweh love his brother also. Okay, end of chapter 4, chapter 5, 1 John. Overcoming the world. Whosoever believeth that Yahshua is the Messiah is born of the Father, Yahweh. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. What a privilege. You can be begotten just like the Son was begotten. Did you realize that that's a classification that is so wonderful? Because Yahweh says that his only begotten Son was the only one that came out of his loins personally in heaven. And now he says, if we believe in his Son and become purified and sanctified through the blood of his Son, then we are also begotten by the Spirit, just like his Son was begotten of the Father. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of Yahweh overcometh the world. Okay, so now, if you're truly born of Yahweh, then you overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Yahshua is the Son of the Father, Yahweh? The certainty of the Yeshuv, verse 6, this is he that came by the water and blood, even Yeshuv Messiah. Not by water only, but by the water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is with the truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, and the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, and spirit, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of Yahweh is greater. For this is the witness of Yahweh, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of Yahweh hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not Yahweh hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that Yahweh gave of his Son. And this is the record that Yahweh hath given unto us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of Yahweh hath not life. Christian assurances, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the nature, on the name of the Son of Yahweh, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of Yahweh. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according unto his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, or whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life, for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of Yahweh sinneth not, but he that is begotten of Yahweh keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of Yahweh is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Yahshua Messiah. This is a true Yahweh and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Hallelujah. 2 John chapter 1. 2 John was written by John, an apostle of Yahshua, between AD 85 and AD 90. 2 John begins with an admonition to love one another and obey the commandments of the Yahshua. This is followed by a warning against false teachers and doctrines. Of love, obedience, and truth. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from Yahweh the Father, and from the Savior Yahshua Messiah, the Son of the Father, in the truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of my children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Yahshua Messiah is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an anti-Messiah. Look unto yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Yahshua hath not the Father. He that abideth in the doctrine of Yahshua, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Yahweh speed. For he that biddeth him Yahweh speed is partakers of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Hallelujah. 3 John, chapter 1. 3 John is written by John, the apostle of Yahshua Messiah, also between 85 and 90 AD. This letter commends Gaius for his treatment of the teachers John has sent unto the congregations, and condemns Diotrephes, who has asserted his authority in the congregation by rejecting these same teachers. Walk in the truth, verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in the health, even as thy soul prospers. I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the congregation, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a righteous sword, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers for the truth. I wrote unto the congregation, But Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither that he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the congregation. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, that which is good. He that doeth good is of the Yahweh, but he that doeth evil hath not seen Yahweh. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, that you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be unto thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet thee, friends, by name. Okay, that's the end of the epistles of John. I have one book of Jude following. I start with verse 1, preserve and seek Yahweh as truth. Jude is a brother of James, wrote this book in the latter half of the first century. Following a greeting, Jude describes the sin and the eventual end of unrighteous people. Those teaching false doctrines, he closes with the exhortation to preserve and seek the truth of the elder. Persevere and seek Yahweh's truth. Jude, the servant of the Yeshua, Messiah, and brother of James, unto them that are sanctified by Yahweh, by the Yahweh, the Father, and preserved in the Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, and Tau. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yeshua. I added all of that to the word faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained unto this condemnation, unrighteous men, turning the grace of our Savior into lasciviousness and denying the only Yahweh Messiah, or the Yahweh Elohim, the Father, and our Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Yeshua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in the everlasting chains under the darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner giving themselves over unto fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a written accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuke thee, that these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, and they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, tossed dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars unto whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, Yeshua cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are unrighteous, among them of all their unrighteous deeds which they have unrighteously committed, and of all their hard speeches which unrighteous sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of the advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Savior Yeshua the Messiah, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own unrighteous lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, friend and the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, looking for the mercy of our Savior Yahshua Messiah unto the eternal life. And of some having compassion making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Unto the only wise Elohim, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Hallelujah. Let's go now to Genesis chapter 27. First, let's go to Genesis 26. We're going to deal with the word obey and obeyed, those two words. It says in Genesis 26:5, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Now let's go to Genesis 27. Read the whole chapter. We're dealing with the word now obey. It says that, verse 1, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son? And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it unto me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake unto Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Yahweh, before thy, my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Now this is Rebekah talking to Jacob, according unto that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. Thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said unto Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them unto his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came into his father unto his father and said, My father? And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless thee. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because Yahweh thy Elohim brought it unto me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto his father, Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near unto him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field, which Yahweh hath blessed. Therefore Yahweh give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down unto thee. Be Yahweh over thy brethren, be master over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down unto thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that my soul may bless me, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? He said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother Camus settled him, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy master, and all his brethren have I given unto him for servants. And all his brethren. And with corn and wine have I sustained him, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless thee even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass, and thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Jacob flees. Verse 41, Genesis 27. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him, and Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told unto Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau is touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou unto Laban, my brother, unto Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turns away. Until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done unto him, then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said unto Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? So Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Verse 5. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went unto Padan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him to give, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone unto Padan-Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. Jacob's visit of a letter, vision of a letter. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder stood up on the earth. And the top of it reached unto heaven, and behold, the angels of Yahweh ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Yahweh stood above it and said, I am the Yahweh Elohim of Abraham thy father, and the Elohim of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this place and into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken unto thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Yahweh is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of Yahweh, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillow, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz, at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Yahweh will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, I will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Okay, let's go right on into Genesis chapter 29. Leah and Rachel. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well mouth, and thither were all the flocks gathered. And they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be you? And they said, of Haran are we. And he said unto them, know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother's, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his son, sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house, and he told Laban all these things. And Laban said unto him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had unto her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpha, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said unto Laban, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. The children of Jacob. And when the Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely Yahweh hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because Yahweh hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Yahweh. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left barren. Chapter 30 of Genesis. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I Yahweh's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear up on my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, Yahweh hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore call she his name Dan. And Bilhah's, Rachel's maid conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left barren, and she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed, and she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of harvest, a wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them unto his mother Leah. And Rachel said unto Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And should thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night, and Jacob and Yahweh hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the 5th son. Leah said, Yahweh hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband, and she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the 6th son. And Leah said, Yahweh hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him 6 sons, and she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. And Yahweh remembered Rachel, and Yahweh hearkened unto her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, Yahweh hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, and he said, Yahweh hath shall add unto me another son. Jacob becomes rich, and it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto mine own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Yahweh hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and Yahweh hath blessed thee. And since my coming, and now when shall I provide for my own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. Okay, I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle, among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my heart. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, and shall come for my hire before thy face every one that is not speckled and spotted. Among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according unto thy word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-streaked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his son. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaked with them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters in the watering trough, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle rain streaked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the rain straight, and all the brown in the flocks of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not into Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the strong cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods between the eyes of the cattle and the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler was Laban's, and the stronger was Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and made the servants and men servants and camels and asses. This brings the end of our study. This hour contest is at the 11th hour corner. Number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.
Thank him over again to me, wonderful words of love. Let me more of the beauty see, wonderful words of love. Words of love and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. That's what the Blessed One gives to all. so much of love. Sinner, listen to the loving call. Wonderful words of love. Oh, so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of love. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of love. Joshua, holy Savior, sanctified the Father. Beautiful wonderful words of love. Beautiful wonderful words of love.